Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Samhain by Rachel Hegarty, read now by Jane O'Sullivan.
Soothsayers warned I'd wed at Halloween. Failing to fly, an owl hid me jarred broom. You dance by with hair of a devilish sheen. I stole your kiss under a hidden moon. Dublin fireworks lit up the streets' maisonettes. You, me, and our future edged a bonfire. Guising ghost kids played knick-knack castanets, accompanied by a banshee's keen lyre. I felt those souls, me da, bro, and grandfolks, cross over, back here for the holy eve. A witch cast love spells with white thorn pokes, told me you're the one I won't want to leave. I gave you marigolds, the harvest's rear, as werewolves howled in our ancient new year.
Samhain by Rachel Hegarty, read there lovely for us by Jane O'Sullivan. Jane, thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
Jane, tell us a little bit about this poem. What made you choose it?
Well, primarily I chose it because of the season that we're in, so around Halloween. And it really makes me think about the area that I've lived in for most of the time I've lived in Dublin, which is the Liberties. And around the Liberties, Halloween is a really exciting, crackling kind of time. And I've always loved it. I like the excitement and the anticipation, and a lot of the images in the poem really remind me of that place, which I really love. And the other thing then is when I read it, it really reminded me of a film that I'd seen a few years ago, which is called Kisses. Yeah, so it's about two, a boy and a girl, two young kids, and they both run away from home and they go on this journey around Dublin City. And it's really beautifully filmed, and I like that whole thing of, you know, that there's so much beauty in an urban environment that people don't really see or look for, you know, so that reminded me of that.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of kind of youthful energy, and it's a poem about young love as well, you know. Is there any images that stuck out for you?
I really like, because of what I just said, I suppose, about living around the Liberties and, you know, loving Halloween around there. I like the bit around Dublin fireworks lit up the streets' maisonettes. I love that because it really, I think it really kind of describes really well that, you know, that excitement and that really Dublin feeling around Halloween. And the maisonettes thing as well is a really local kind of word, that way of describing a place to live, I suppose, that you don't really hear anywhere else, you know. And I really like that line, guising ghost kids played knick-knack castanets. I like the sound of that one.
Yeah, it kind of flirts a little bit between kind of lightheartedness and then more the more serious note of, you know, me da, me bro, and grandfolks cross over.
Yeah.
We're getting the sense there that, you know, that she's obviously had death in her family. And it's a time for remembrance, but also, you know, the kids running around the campfire playing knick-knack on a few houses and stuff.
Yeah. And it also has a nice kind of combination of very kind of urban and contemporary kind of imagery and words that she uses. And then that against the more kind of pagan, Samhain type of imagery.
Yeah, definitely.
Like banshee and white thorn and marigolds and all of that, which I really like.
Would you be a fan of poetry much yourself, Jane?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I like to read poetry. My dad is a writer, actually, so I kind of grew up reading poetry, and you know, I was really lucky to grow up kind of talking about poetry and all of that kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, this poem really reminded me actually of one of one of my favourite poems, which is Ted Hughes. It's called Full Moon and Little Frida, and it's so that he's out with his daughter, his little daughter. I imagine it to be in a farmyard, and she's kind of like discovering nature for the first time, kind of getting really, you know, she's really overwhelmed by it, kind of. And that really reminded me of this poem as well, because it's this kind of like nature is massive in it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in his poem, there's a lovely bit in it where she says, where it says, "Moon, you cry suddenly, moon, moon. The moon has stepped back like an artist gazing amazed at a work that points at him amazed." And it's kind of like this in a way, because like the people in the in Samhain are kind of interacting with everything that's going on around them as well, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, I completely get your point as well about the pagan and very Celtic kind of mysticism as well. Yeah. We can't forget that while this series celebrates poetry, we're also using poetry as a medium to celebrate important dates in our calendar. Samhain is a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter. It is one of four Gaelic seasonal festivals, along with Imbolc, Bealtaine and Lunasa. Like Bealtaine, Samhain was seen as a liminal time when the boundary between this world and the other world could more easily be crossed, allowing supernatural beings and the souls of the dead to come into our world. But while Bealtaine was a summer festival for the living, Samhain was essentially a festival for the dead. Many of the traditions of our modern festival, Halloween, are thought to be direct descendants of the ancient Gaelic Samhain. So you're saying your father is a writer and you'd be a fan of poetry yourself, and Rachel Hegarty, of course, she's a local woman, Finglas poet,
yeah.
And lectures with the Trinity Access programme, so, you know, very proud of our Northside poets.
Mm.
Do you think poetry works on the radio as a medium?
Yeah, I think it's really important that poetry is not just, you know, read silently in your head. I think it's really important that poetry is heard and like it's read aloud. You know, that's what it's all about, really. You know, it's about the sounds of it. And rather than kind of, you know, it makes it more a communal experience as well, I think, you know.
And do you think, I mean, this poem, we were just chatting briefly off air, of it's a very Dublin poem. There's a lot of very, very Dublinese slang, you might say.
Yeah.
And then yourself, you're from Tipperary, and there was a nice contrast for my Irish ear,
yeah,
listening to you read some of the words. If, you know, do you think, foreign listeners or migrants in Ireland would get the same kick out of it that we would, a very Dublin poem like this, if they were listening?
I think so. I mean, I think it stands alone. Like, there's such like music in the Dublin way of speaking and the accent, and in the Tipperary way of speaking and the accent. You know, there's like, you know, I don't think that you necessarily, when you're reading something, I don't think you necessarily have to understand the meaning of every single word. I think you can kind of enjoy something without having to kind of, you know, like pick up the dictionary for anything that you don't quite understand, you know. I think that kind of adds to it, really, you know.
Jane, thanks very much for coming in today, but you didn't have very far to walk as well, it's fair to say. Yeah, you're based in the Northside Civic Centre as well.
Yeah,
I am.
Can
you tell us a little bit about your role?
Yeah, so I work in community law and mediation, which is a community law and mediation centre. I'm the managing solicitor there, so we have been in the community now for 42 years. So started off down in Northside Shopping Centre and then moved to the Civic Centre. So yeah, we're really involved in the community here. We practice in areas of law like housing, social welfare, employment, equality, debt. So things that are really, really topical, I suppose, at the moment. And and we do a lot of community education as well, so we do Know Your Rights courses and talks. Most recently we did some down in Coolock Library, and we also do some law reform work and public awareness kind of campaigns as well. And Yeah, so it's a great place to work. You know, it's really, it's a busy place to work. And the Law Centre, you know, we want to make it open and accessible for people. And part of that is we have every Thursday evening, we have a free legal advice clinic, which has been going for years now and which is really busy. I was on it last night myself, actually. So, so it's a really, really good resource, I think. And it's great to have the likes of Near FM nearby as well, who we've worked with a lot over the years. So it's a nice buzzing building to work in.
Yeah, fair play to you. They're all ideals. Community radio would definitely be in favour of supporting. Jane, listen, I think I'll let you go. Thanks very much for coming in today. It's been
You're
a pleasure
very welcome.
Chatting to you.
Thanks for asking me.
All the best, Jane. Take
Great,
care.
Great, thanks.
Rachel Hegarty was born and raised in Dublin. She's widely published in national and international journals and is regularly broadcast on RTÉ Radio. Shortlist for the Hennessy New Irish Writer of the Year and the Vera Poetry Prizes, Rachel was also the winner of the Francis Ledwich Prize and the Over the Edge New Writer of the Year. Flight Paths Over Finglas is Rachel's debut collection and is published by Salmon Poetry. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games, and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.